So our recommendation is that the that Crossrail is taken forward, that a business case is further revised over the next year, that a hybrid bill, which is the essential parliamentary mechanism for getting Crossrail enacted, is introduced in 2019, so it's underway by the end of this parliament. And if it is introduced in 2019 and the process goes at roughly the pace that the HS2 legislation has gone, then that would make it possible to open the line in 2033, which is a very significant date, because that's the date when HS2 through to Leeds and Manchester is fully opened and, of course, comes into Euston, which is served by Crossrail 2. However, the scheme is currently costed at £33 billion. Every time I look at it, when I led the London First work on this 3 years ago, it was £15 billion. So we're doing quite well in terms of getting the costs up, and we're nowhere near even legislation yet. So this is going to be a very expensive project, and it's very important that costs are examined and kept under control. And we make a number of recommendations in the report as to how that can be done, including the option of phasing the scheme, so the upfront cost is less and it's delivered in phases, as has happened in the case of HS2, and seeking to maximise private sector contributions, particularly for the development of the stations. And the stations are hugely expensive, £1 billion roughly per underground station that's needed on Crossrail. And we say that the case for each of the individual stations should be examined. And let me choose my words with care here for my good friends on the King's Road. That station is £1 billion. So the case for it needs to be examined carefully.